Hey, hey, ahoy, Vixen. Heck yeah, we're a week number two. How does it feel? Let me know in the Facebook group. How did you feel about week number one? Are you feeling ready to rock? So, welcome to week number two of the Goal Setting for the Good Life program. This week is all about visualization. And yes, I just did weird spirit fingery things with my hands. So I put together a series of exercises this week that will allow you to take a peek into your future and get a firm hold on what it looks like, what it feels like, and how you want to design the rest of your life. So let's dive in. First up is my ever trusty, pride, proven, proud, whatever, 16 steps to find your passion. So it's designed to get you thinking about your legacy and what you're leaving behind, your important work, and perhaps something that you can weave into your happiest life. So, Vixens tend to have something new and exciting to weave into their recreational or career goal categories from this exercise. It should take you around 15 to 20 minutes to complete, and if at any time you feel yourself stuck on a question, just skip over it and come back to it. Try not to create any pressure around this exercise and be sure to look for common threads because I promise you there are always common threads in the 16 steps to find your passion. So I'd love to hear your comments on the thread of the Fixin Facebook page. Let's walk you through some of this. So you are going to open up the document. You can print it out or you can write in your journal and use the question prompts. And I want you to answer each of the questions as truthfully as you can and as freely as you can. So it's pretty self-explanatory from there. Like I said, if you get stuck, you can hop back and you can either send me a question on the Facebook page or you can just hop back to it and spend a little bit more time on one of those questions that's kind of like irking you. I call them roadblocks, brick walls, whatever. Good. So, that's that. Let's move on to the next exercise for your homework this week in week number two. It's called the perfect day exercise. This one is so fun. So this is going to take a little bit of you kind of creating your most perfect life, but I'd like you to take me through your perfect imaginary day. So this can be tomorrow, this can be 10 years from now, this can be 30 years from now, this can be whatever time frame you want, but think about what a perfect day means to you. So from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, think about who, what, when, where, why, and how. Consider your five senses. What do you see? What do you smell, touch, hear, taste? You could be packing for a trip. You could be preparing for a party. Tell me about the weather. Tell me about how your sheets feel on your skin when you wake up. What activities do you have planned in your day? Who's with you? What are you eating? You get the point. I want detail, detail, detail here. I'm not putting a time limit on this because this can take as little as 4 minutes and all the way up to who knows. But think about every aspect of your day. For example, my perfect day involves waking up, feeling my crisp sheets on my skin that are freshly changed. There's sun shining on my face. I have the ocean breeze. I smell coffee because my husband is already up making me coffee and breakfast. We're packing for our trip. We're going to Costa Rica tomorrow. And also, I'm hosting a dinner for 20 of my closest friends and family at my pool later this afternoon. So it ends with me doing a little bit of meditation and journaling. So really, this is your perfect day. Like, we tend to know what a really freaking good day looks like. I want you to write it down. All right. So next exercise, we have the ever so juicy 10-year vision. This one is also a little bit challenging, but remember, this week is all about visualization. So I am pushing you to get outside of your comfort zone and to visualize the future. Picture where you see yourself in 10 years. Doesn't matter what age you are now, it's your 10 years. It's kind of like looking glass into the future, if you will. So feel free to use some of the cues from that perfect day exercise. And I want you to kind of bring me through who, what, when, where, why, how, some of those cues in 10 years. So you can think about goal categories like material, relationship, career, personal development, recreation. You can pull in some of these things, but I just want you to think about where you see yourself in 10 years. This one is a little tough, my sweet vixens, so just be free with it. You can do this more than once. If you find something you're like, "Ooh, I actually don't think I want that," or maybe that's not even for me. Maybe that's something my parents want, or maybe that's something that my spouse or boyfriend wants. It's not in my 10-year vision. So you'll notice some of these things come up for you. You can do this as many times as you want. Shouldn't take you too long. So, enjoy that one and please post in the group if you have anything come up for you or any questions. Okay, moving along. Last, we have the mind map. Ooh, this one is super simple and fun to take you back from your kind of gnarly 10-year vision quest. It's a super simple exercise for you to jot down some of the things you desire in three simple goal categories. You have career, personal, and health. So this is kind of a truncated version of my 11 goal categories that you'll learn about in the coming weeks of this program. But I like to kind of keep it simple in the beginning weeks, and I tend to find that we can all kind of lump things that we desire into these three categories. So again, it's personal, career, and health. So you're going to use the worksheet and you have these three circles, and I want you to try and jot down everything you want right now, future, past, whatever. You need to write down everything you want in those three categories. We're going to dive deeper into this. This is just, like I said, a kind of tip of the iceberg, if you will. This is three categories. We're going to work on 11. So just let yourself kind of flow through this with ease. And you would be so surprised at how amazing it is just to write things down and how you're kind of imploring the universe to accommodate your goals and your wishes. And when we get into the full 11 categories, we're gonna kind of stand on this exercise as some ammunition. Okay, so there you have it, Vixens. That was a quick run through of your assignments for week number two. As always, 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 there's gonna be some questions that come up for you during these exercises. Please post in the Facebook group. Stay active, support your Vixens, tell them what you're going through because I guarantee you are not alone. And you will find that there are some very, very experienced Vixens that have been through my programs, that are alums, that know the answers to a lot of this stuff. I'm always standing by as well, and I'm active every single day in the group. Again, I need one-on-one. If you post this in the Facebook group, you will get a direct message from me with my phone number, and we can hop on a quick call to get you through your roadblock. It's all about support and progress and exploration. And you are not alone, and you are a Vixen, and you got this. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for listening to week number two podcast, and I'm here if you need anything at all.